It's time for Wild Raccoon.
Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of my podcast for the month of November 2017. On this month's show, we listen to covers performed by the likes of Skydiggers, Blue Rodeo, and Stars. But we start with this track by Miss Leslie Feist.
No.
From a solo artist formerly in Broken Social Scene to one of the few groups that can give them a run for their money in terms of membership numbers, that was Choir. So, as some of you may have noticed, I sound a little different this month. Apparently my translator was set up incorrectly, meaning that I was left sounding a little more feminine than I would have liked. I received a visitor after my last podcast. He is, what can only be described as, a very strange little fellow that claimed to have worked for a time as the executive producer on something called the R330. He had a fiddle about with my knobs and managed to change the setting so that I sound a little more like myself this time. So, thank you, Jiju. I think that it is how you say it. As I look over at the entree, I see that we have only slightly less than two letters this month. Dear Mr. Armstrong, I was appalled on tuning in this evening to hear a torrent of blatant filth, with terms such as Big Bang, large firm success, satisfying performance, worst of all, job blows. It was the most disgusting edition of On the Money ever. Yours faithfully, Miss Ophelia Beaver, Pasquetchnamasic Caseaway Bannock Lake, Manitoba. Up next is a track from a Toronto outfit by the name of Across the Board.
Sometimes the faster it gets, the less you need to know. understand. Well, I can't catch her, but I can get behind anything. Yeah, I can get behind anything.
And Arctic owls all saying, are you going through something? Are you going through something? Under the pillow, a little room to breathe. Early morning lights, pale cranberry. I hear the not now of a siren far away, closing steadily. It's saying, are you going through something? Are you going through something? 'Cause I am too. Through something. Well, honey, are you going through something? Are you going through something? And I I am too, then I am too, then I am too.
We went from a band that only formed in 2013 to the Skydiggers, who formed all the way back in 1987. Cookie of the Month Club. This is the part of the show where we usually bring you one of the recipes found on my blog, but we received a special request from a young lady by the name of Suki Dog, who lives in Nelson, British Columbia. She wrote in to ask if we could share her woman's recipe for white chocolate blueberry oat cookies, so here it is. To make up to 54 cookies, you will need 1 cup of softened butter, 1 cup of crunchy peanut butter, 1 cup of granulated sugar, 2/3 of a cup of light brown sugar, 2 eggs, 1 teaspoon of pure vanilla extract, 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 cup of old-fashioned oats, 2 teaspoons of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt, 2 cups of fresh blueberries, 1 cup of white chocolate chips. Preheat the oven to 176 degrees Celsius, 350 degrees Fahrenheit, and line a cookie sheet with parchment paper. Cream the butter, peanut butter, and sugars together in a large bowl. Add the eggs one at a time, making sure to scrape the bowl down in between each addition, before adding the vanilla. Add in the flour, oats, baking soda, and salt, before mixing until just combined. Then stir in the blueberries and white chocolate chips. Spoon onto the prepared baking sheet by the heaping tablespoonful, 2 inches apart. Bake for 8 to 10 minutes and let the cookies rest for 2 to 3 minutes before moving to a rack to cool. Store in an airtight container for up to a week. Up next is a track from Blue Rodeo.
your house this morning. Just a little after nine. In the middle of that riot, I couldn't get you off my mind. So I'm at your house this morning. In Bob Cajun, where we saw the constellations reveal themselves one star at a time.
Boatload. told. You work me against my friends. You'll get left out in the cold. This is a great mistake.
That was the Sadies. I am Wild Raccoon and you are listening to my podcast. The thing that surprised me the most about last month's podcast was finding out that some of my human staff over at the music blog I manage, called Our Basement, somehow managed to find one of the tapes and uploaded it to the site. They will do anything to avoid creating content. This has not only increased our prospective audience, it also allows us to have sponsors for the show, which should help with my cook, I mean, Hydro Bill. With this in mind, I am pleased to announce that this month we are brought to you by the fine folks over at the Shaggy Pony. If you ever find yourself in need of a warm flat beer served with a grimace, get yourself over to the Shaggy Pony. And don't forget that we offer two for the price of one on Spot a Dick during happy hour. Up next, it's Stars.
Thanks.
Some of you will have spotted a theme to the covers we have played so far this month. On the 17th of October, Canada lost one of its greatest artists when Gord Downie finally succumbed to the glioblastoma he had been previously diagnosed with. Rather than you sitting listening to me tell you my thoughts about his work, when you can find people that are much better at doing that than me, we will instead leave you with another cover. But this time performed by the man himself.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and pleased the Lord. You don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major left, the baffled king composing hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Say I took the name in vain. I don't even know the name. But if I did, well, really, what's it to you? It's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter which you heard, the holy or the broken. Hallelujah. My best, it wasn't much, couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I've told the truth, it didn't come to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of Song with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.